Welcome to Jabberwocky Audio Theater.
The following audio theater is rated ADPG, so parental guidance is suggested.
In the distant reaches of space, a lone ship fights for survival. Her crew?
Reg McCorum, ship's captain.
Granier Kachowa, pilot.
Shen Enling, ship's doctor.
Gormar, engineer.
Aiden Vosky, mechanic.
Narrowly escaping enemy agents in the Imperial capital on Acheron, the crew of the Tiger search for a safe haven for themselves and Princess Nalini. Jabberwocky Audio Theater presents Rogue Tiger. Tonight's episode, The End Run, Part 5.
I am happy to be out of the sewers and that stench.
I hate to break it to you, Aiden, but you're only half right.
Oh. Do they have a place to wash up at this cultural center?
They should. Ah, Tinker and Tomar have returned.
Your Highness, the front entrance to the center is being watched.
What about the back entrance? Down there.
Let us see. It is locked.
Seriously?
Tinker, our priority code did not work?
No, Your Highness.
We come all this way, and then this.
Hush! Tinker, does Clark Timorin change codes?
Of course, at regular intervals. However, our codes should always work.
So the only reason your code would not work is...
The most logical explanation is that an enemy agent working undercover changed them.
So we could have a welcoming committee behind that door.
Unlikely, but not impossible.
We are still safer inside.
It won't take the goons too long to figure out where we've gone.
I concur on both points.
How do we get into a locked door?
Perhaps we could shoot it just right.
Hey, it worked.
Is this the lock?
Yes.
I have seen this model before. It is not advanced.
It's advanced enough to keep us on this side of the wall.
With your permission, Your Highness, I will attempt to pick the lock.
Tinker?
You may try, Engineer Tormar, but an alarm will sound on a third attempt.
I have made it so the alarm will only go off if the correct code is not entered within 10 seconds.
Well, what good is that going to do?
I found the code. The door is unlocked.
Did you know his tentacles could move that fast?
Yes. Never tell Tormar I said this, but humans underestimate Cutharians all the time.
I do not see anyone. Just trees.
Hold on. Stay back until I may perform a scan. Doctor, if you would check down the alley. Vosky, if you could stand in front of Her Highness.
So I can catch stray blaster fire. Got it.
Aiden.
Yes?
I didn't have a chance to say, but... Well... Thank you for making sure Tinker didn't have to sacrifice himself back in the tunnels.
I know how important he is to you, Nalini.
A lot of people are important to me, Aiden.
Okay, no movement down the alley. Are we clear?
It appears so.
Wow, you know, Nalini told me their house was all into gardens, but still, this is amazing.
Well, I'm glad you have something worthwhile to see, finally.
Tinker, can we use this communication panel next to the doorway here for a secure connection?
I am ascertaining that now, Your Highness.
You know, this is all kind of anticlimactic.
You'd rather be back in the sewers with people shooting at us?
Well, no, it's just, well, I don't know. I'm not used to things being this peaceful.
Someone comes!
Nowhere really to hide.
What the? Who are you people?
We're just...
Oh no, you're robbers. You broke in. Please, I'm just a gardener. See? Shears. They're harmless. I was just going to tend some of the trees. I'm harmless. Really, you don't need to hurt me. Please.
Relax, human.
Ah! Is that a Kuthi thing?
Easy. Yes, he's a Kutharian, and he means you no harm. None of us will harm you.
Promise?
Navid? Is that you?
That voice. Your Highness?
It is Navid, isn't it? I remember the last time I was here. You showed me the apple trees you were going to make cider for the Yalda Festival.
It is you. Your Highness.
Whoa, he's kneeling.
Maybe you should have tried that.
I would never have recognized you, Your Highness. Forgive me. Your hair, that pressure suit. Are you all right? I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I am none worse for the wear. Thank you, Navid. Here, let me help you up.
Ah!
Don't any of you move, especially you, robot. Now drop your blasters. Drop them or she dies.
Navid, why?
I really am sorry, Your Highness. I didn't think I would be the one to have to do this. I guess I should have expected this when I saw the back door was forced open.
Why are you betraying your house?
Oh, shut it, robot! An oath isn't part of my programming, and also, unlike you, I can use the monets. These mercenaries understand.
We're not mercenaries any more than you're a gardener.
Oh, but I am a gardener. Soon to be a fabulously wealthy, retired gardener.
A vehicle is coming down the alleyway.
Very astute. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have...
Oh!
Your Highness!
What was that?
Trank dart from a sniper rifle. From someone who knew what they were doing. He's out cold, but still alive.
Lucky for you, someone did know what they were doing. Baker, has your team captured the hover car?
Affirmative. We have 2 men in custody.
Good. Report back to me when the prisoners are secure for transport.
Yes, m'lady.
Your ladyship, did you get our message?
Ladies carry sniper rifles. Whoa, no need to point it.
I assume these are the mercenaries you hired?
Yes, Lady Shori.
Your Highness, are you all right?
I think so.
Ugh, what is that smell?
We had to traverse the city sewers to get here, Your Ladyship.
Are you insane? Do you know what toxins are down there?
Well, you could ask Tormar, but as it happens, the princess is all right. No injuries.
Apart from nearly getting her head blown off.
Her head looks fine to me.
And I suppose you're a doctor?
As it happens, I am, lady.
Dr. Shen is a capable physician.
I will speak to you after I have assessed the situation myself, Takamira-fan. You there. Am I safe in assuming you are not another doctor or medic?
No.
Then you have no need to stare at Her Highness.
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Now, Your Highness, some of your father's personal guard will be here momentarily to escort you to the ducal apartments.
We were not sure who to trust.
Your choice in sending the coded message was wise, though it would have been better sent sooner. I have been searching for you for most of the day.
What if there are others?
I will conduct this traitor's questioning personally. We will get the truth. First, we must clean you up, and then you may see your father. In fact, we should clean all of you up.
Well, we agree on one thing. Why, Aiden, you clean up quite well.
Endling... Is that...
Yes, it's me, and yes, I wear girl clothes sometimes. Come on, pick the jaw up. It's undignified.
Sorry, you look wonderful.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm surprised they've been so nice to us, lending us these clothes and all. That Lady Shorey wasn't exactly welcoming.
You should have told me about her. Nalini's governess and sworn protector since the princess was born. I think we got off easy.
You think we'll be able to spend some time here?
You mean, not being hunted in sewers or threatened in gardens? I hope so.
I missed the sunset. I want to see a sunset. Maybe find a lake to fish a little? I wish I brought my fishing gear.
I think you'll be able to borrow some. If not, yours is safe aboard the Tiger.
Captain!
Granya!
We heard there was going to be a feast in our honor, so we weren't going to miss it.
Not exactly our honor. I understand they were going to have this feast anyway because of Manja Makan.
He's just sour because he needs to look respectable.
Which you do, Captain. Well done.
Ceremonies are important, Captain.
Indeed, Tormar.
But I want to hear about Haragador. How did that work?
Better than I expected. I have to say, when our mutual friend said he knew some independent captains... who were into lucrative ventures, I had no idea they could lay hands on so many ships that could double as wrecks. Well done, Mr. Ratha.
No names, please. I am but a silent partner aiding in the outcome of a minor skirmish in a forgotten corner of space.
Vic!
What did I just say about no names, kid?
Victory! It was a great victory!
A skirmish was dealt Xenocrity its worst defeat in decades. You and your band of captains will profit over their losses for years to come.
Thank you. But nothing so big. It was a pleasure to aid the forces of more or less good in the aforementioned skirmish.
You did not say this before.
As you say, better than you expected. My bank accounts have no regrets, but very risky. Very risky. Might not have worked. I'm a salesman, Honor. You had a need that I could supply. Though I don't think I want to be on a ship with yobbos taking pot shots at me again. I don't know how you all stand it.
So are you staying for the feast, Mr. Nobody?
Heavens no. In fact, if you'll excuse me, I have a long circuitous route back to Flat Rock. Adam needs to be watched, you know. Look me up if you stop by again. I'd love to do more business. Straight up smuggling suits me, mind you. The combat, not so much. Oh, and you might want to check in on your man, Doc. He asked about you. Ta!
Your man?
Hush! Your princess approaches.
Father, may I present to you the crew of Tiger, led by this man, Captain Reg McCorm.
Your Grace, we are at your service.
I thank you, and it would seem the House of Clark Timorin is in your debt.
Your Grace is too kind.
Not at all. You and your crew's valor in the skies and beneath this city's streets has not gone unnoticed by us, and certainly not unnoticed by our enemies.
I am happy that we have struck a blow against your enemies, Your Grace. Truth be told, most were already my enemies. Now they just know I'm not an easy mark.
Indeed, you are marked, Captain. Marked with honor.
Well said, daughter. We may discuss all the just rewards for your bravery in due course. But now I must ask you to join us in celebration.
We would be honored, Your Grace.
Excellent. Tacomerophon, show them to their seats.
Yes, Your Grace.
Don't go lousing up this moment, Captain.
I've been dubbed the best thing ever before, Anling. It's all show.
It isn't all show when you pull off what we just did. And did you consider some of us might want to be showered with a little praise?
Hey, I just realized. We're the heroes.
Yes, we are.
Enjoy the moment, kid.
Crew of the Tiger, please step this way.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and hail the heroes of our house.
Been listening to Rogue Tiger, Episode 30, The End Run, Part 5 of 5. Rogue Tiger is a production of Jabberwocky Audio Theater in association with Arlington Independent Media and was transcribed in Deepest Springfield. Tonight's episode featured the vocal talents of Sophia Medley, William R. Coughlin, Yasmin Toison, Phil Amico, Nick DePinto, Neil Conway, Samantha Merrick, Bjorn Munson, Aaron Goldstein, and Brooks Tegler. Music was composed by John Maestri and arranged by Jason Chamola, with final sound mixing by William R. Coughlin. And the episode was written and directed by Bjorn Munson. Visit our website, jabberaudio.com, for full show notes about all our amazing cast and crew, and other exciting details about the worlds of the Imperium and beyond. Did I say beyond? Yes, because this is William R. Coughlin reminding you that the adventures of the Tiger and her crew are just beginning. Stay tuned.
Hast thou slain the Jabberwock?
Tales that go bump in the night. Dark stories that send shivers down your spine. Sinister legends that touch on the primal fears within us all. Jabberwocky Audio Theater presents Through a Glass, Darkly, an immersive audio experience breathing new life into timeless chronicles of arcane dread. Listen wherever you find your podcasts or visit jabberaudio.com/darkly.